Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The deaths of two brothers in an apartment in the Douglas Houses on the Upper West Side looks like a murder-suicide. 65-year-old Paul Horton was found stabbed to death. His 60-year-old brother apparently hanged himself. Sources tell 1010 Winds there may have been a dispute about the possibility of them being evicted. This happened on West 104th Street. An Army veteran from New Jersey has been arrested for being where he shouldn't, with who knows what on his mind.
Plotting a terror attack. That's the case Bergen County prosecutors are making against 29-year-old Daniel Sherapak of Wallington. Assistant prosecutor Linda Gorzolani says the picture that emerges is terrifying, claiming the decorated Army vet was caught posing as a construction worker to case out bridge security, and that when detectives went through his belongings, they found a large capacity ammo magazine and bridge blueprints. He pleaded not guilty, but the judge locked him up without bail. The often gridlocked bridge seems to be a tempting target for would-be terrorists. In July, the feds busted a Morristown man claiming he was scouting here for Hezbollah. John Montone, 1010 Winds, at the George Washington Bridge in Fort Lee.
The founder of International Dispensing Corporation here in New York and his wife are set for sentencing today in the college admissions bribery scandal. Gregory and Marcia Abbott pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy. Authorities say they paid $50,000 to have a test proctor correct their daughter's ACT exam and $75,000 to rig her SAT subject tests. Their daughter was not informed. Prosecutors are asking for 8 months in prison. Police in Brooklyn are looking for some man who tried to convince children to get into their car last weekend.
Cops in the 66th precinct have given us surveillance photos and video we put up at 1010winds.com of these four men who were driving around Borough Park in a Toyota RAV4 Saturday night, twice within 20 minutes, trying to lure children inside. Started at 8:40 Saturday night, telling these two young boys at 47th Street and 18th Avenue, "Come on, boys, come here." They ran. Then at 9, a mile away on 55th Street, they pulled up alongside 9 and 12-year-old brother and sister, offering them candy. At one point, the men even got out of the car. The kid's mom spoke with Channel 4.
They started getting out of the car. And once they got out of the car, they ran for their life. A car stopped, and he said, come over here. We have candies for you. And they started walking away.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Borough Park.
Something doesn't add up in Newark. School officials there and City Hall have been saying that there's no lead in the drinking water at city schools, but newly obtained data show that 7 of the 22 schools tested this year had elevated levels of lead in their water sources.
At a recent town hall, Newark officials told residents there was no lead in water in schools. Well, it's apparently not quite true. Out of several dozen recently tested, at least 7 had levels of lead in the water above federal standards. Anthony Diaz of the Newark Water Coalition says that just adds to mistrust between the city and the residents.
And what we see with this administration is this failure to admit when they're wrong. What does the public believe? Who are they to believe? And how does the city gain that trust back after constantly, you know, doing these omissions of facts and truth?
Just yesterday, the governor announced one website where results of every school in the state would be posted. Diaz says that can't come soon enough.
There's a problem here because we're not getting the truth.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Newark.
1010 Winds has requested comment from Mayor Baraka's office. Steam began billowing from a manhole this morning at 1st Avenue and 36th Street. Con Ed says there was not a rupture of a pipe. It says a blow-off steam valve failed. They're on scene now making repairs. There are no reports of injuries or hazardous materials. Another vigil is planned this evening for the four homeless men who were beaten to death last weekend in Chinatown. A 24-year-old suspect is undergoing a mental evaluation. The Coalition for the Homeless is hosting this evening's vigil. It starts at 5:30 at Kim Lau Square. Three of the victims have now been identified, 55-year-old Nazario Vasquez Villegas, 83-year-old Chuen Koch, and 49-year-old Anthony Manson. A fifth victim remains hospitalized. Authorities say they were attacked as they slept on the street. Police Commissioner O'Neill expressed his reservations yesterday, and today Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea said he's concerned about criminal justice reform laws that are to take effect on January 1st. He tells Fox 5 the NYPD took a look at the Rikers Island population as it exists now and how things would be different under the new rules. His concern is with the release of those with a criminal past after their arrest for robberies, burglaries, and felony drug cases.
This is more of what you could expect in some ways, where criminals that are arrested for violent acts, assaults, low-level sexual assaults, are going to be put right back on the street.
He says the man now under arrest for killing the four homeless men in Chinatown was arrested multiple times before and bailed out. Now he wouldn't even need to make bail. He'd just be released immediately. One of the reasons for the new laws to cut down on the number of people held in jail and the amount of time they're held. There have been many cases of people languishing on Rikers Island for years, waiting for their day in court. The controversial production Slave Play opened Sunday on Broadway. Critics of the New York Times praised writer Jeremy O. Harris and gave it glowing reviews. But it sparked outrage from some who say it has blatantly offensive racial stereotypes, abuse of black people, and a jarring rape scene. There's a petition on change.org for the play to be shut down. Nearly 6,000 people have signed it so far. New pay equity laws go into effect today in New York State. Governor Cuomo has called on businesses to conduct internal reviews of pay policies to ensure compliance with the new laws. The laws prohibit gender pay discrimination, making it illegal to pay someone less based on characteristics including race, religion, disability, or gender identity. It also makes it easier for employees to prove pay discrimination in court. Employers are also barred from asking job candidates about their salary history. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez revealed today that the Coast Guard will make changes to marine traffic in the Hackensack River to limit when the Portal Bridge opens. Frequent failures of the bridge disrupt New Jersey Transit and Amtrak trains, impacting hundreds of thousands of riders. He says the Coast Guard will extend and make permanent peak rush hour marine traffic restrictions. Plans to rebuild the Portal Bridge as part of the Gateway Project remain stalled amid funding disputes between the Trump administration and New York and New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.